Hello and welcome to our full moon gathering. Today is Thursday, October 26th, and we are in the energy between the lunar eclipses. The first eclipse we had was the solar eclipse on the 14th in Libra. And this eclipse is going to be the lunar eclipse, the partner to that first eclipse in the sign of Taurus. Powerful, powerful time for us because these eclipses are kind of rounding out, culminating what got started back around 2013. And so all of this energy ties together, and it will be tying together even further, deeper, on a deeper level, when we get into next year's eclipse season, which is at the beginning of the year, like around usually around March, right? I haven't looked at the dates, so I haven't really had time to go in there and just, check to see what's going on. But this eclipse that we're under now, this energy is speaking to us about relationships, and that's really what we're going to be talking about. Today, we're going to be talking about what's taking place for us, how we can work through this energy, what these shifts are bringing through, what they're clearing out or wanting to take away or wanting to change. Okay. And so we have a pretty small group here today because there's a lot of regulars that show up on the lives who are away this week. And can't make the 1 o'clock. So we have a small gathering, and that's okay because it's time for questions if you have any questions. So use your raise your hand key if your monitor is off, or if you can't and you're driving, then just unmute and come in and just say excuse me so that I know to. That you're having a question, or I'll probably even see your microphone unmute itself, that you're coming in, or if you have a question and your video is live and you're facing me, then you can always just raise your hand and I will be happy to bring you in to answer any questions that you might have. So we started out this talk before we even got going, prior to jumping into the live, and we were talking about soul contracts. As we get towards the end of this talk, we're going to revisit soul contracts because it is part of what I wanted to bring through today, to kind of expand on what's happening or what might be happening for a lot of us, what's taking place in our field for a lot of us. But let's talk about the energies that this eclipse is bringing in. One of the things that it's asking us to do is come into greater balance within ourselves, come into balance with who we are in order to fill our field with more of our authentic self. Okay. And we're going to get deeper into this aspect, but where we are not being true to ourselves, right? Not being true to our real desires. But sometimes we forget that it's okay to have a desire or to desire something different than what we've always been experiencing. And we will run the old program, and accessing the content of that old program, which is saying, no, you always did it this way. This is the way that you should do it, right? And so now the soul is like, no, we want to do this very differently. We're headed into new uncharted waters, and we're going to be creating differently in those waters, which means we're going to have to step up to the plate. We're going to have to shift our natural state of being to more of our natural state of being because remember, growing up, we were still playing under the third dimensional matrix. We were tied into the belief systems of our ancestors, right? Following that ancestral line. We were tying into generational imprints. So we were tying into health issues and scenarios and circumstances that maybe our family members tied into, we were tying into even, industrialization, right? Jobs and stuff like that, that maybe family members were tied into, right? And we could see that, like with people who, a really good example is I know a couple of people who went into service in the police force because their family members did that, and they felt like they had to step into that role too, right? And then like people who were farmers and felt like they couldn't leave a profession and they needed to be a farmer too. Like my ex-husband, who decided that he had to be a landscaper because his father was a landscaper and he couldn't imagine himself doing anything else except for the fact that he really loved fishing and he would have made a good sea captain, right? Taking people out on charters and fishing. But he didn't do what he was in love with. Instead, he did what was handed down to us. So now we are in a time of ending those smaller paradigms that we've been playing in, those generational imprints, the belief systems, and all of that, that are not really serving our highest best good. We're going to be finding ourselves in a place of endings with a lot of things in our lives, how we've made transactions for the things that we desire, or perhaps maybe we feel like we don't have a choice and we're needing to do something a particular way because that's the way that it was shown to us, but now it doesn't seem to make sense anymore and we'd like to change it. But we're feeling conflicted as to how somebody else is going to perceive that. Okay. So there's going to be a lot of endings taking place now over the next couple of months as we get more into February and March, especially when it comes to relationships. And that is because the dynamic that we have in our relationships or the way that we've always operated in our relationships has got to change. It has to change. Because we're operating under the old models, under the old paradigms, under the old belief systems, the patterns, the behaviors, the generational imprints, all of that makes up who we are. And we're running on autopilot and don't even notice it until something happens to stop us in our tracks. And then we have to look at that and we have to break it apart and see. Maybe it's a health issue. Why does that health issue keep happening? Why does this keep popping up? Or maybe it's a new health issue. Or maybe you keep meeting the same person, right? That same person that is doing the same thing that everybody else in your life did. And you're like, why do I keep attracting the same person, right? So these are the areas that we're going to be tackling over the next couple of months because as we get into next year, the end of January, we fully anchor into the age of Aquarius. We're getting a taste of it now. There were some shifts that happened October 4th that kind of shifted and moved the placement of the cosmic alignment around, right? The planets are now in a different location. And what was the key players going back 5 years ago, 10 years ago? They're not in charge anymore. So we have new key players that want to give us an opportunity to stretch and expand ourselves into all new and different ways of thinking, okay? And also transacting ourselves. So, some of the insights that we are going to gain from this energy could be from the period of time of 2013 to 2016. Okay. That 3 year window was a very, very important time as there were a lot of shifts that were taking place globally on the earth and also within our personal lives. That window of time is now being pulled back into balance for us. And you might be able to do it here right now in this moment, But if you take some time after this gathering and sit and reflect back on that time period in your life, I guarantee you, you're going to start to be able to pinpoint key issues or key happenings that were taking place that created scenarios or circumstances in your life that now, 10 years later, you're still carrying around and didn't even realize that you were carrying it around, or are still feeling that same burden that you didn't realize was a burden that was created back then, right? And so if I look back, I'll use myself as an example. 2013, at the beginning in March, I sent my mother home. She had been living with me for like 3 years because I was helping her recover from leukemia. I had her in remission. She was healthy. She was down 100 pounds. She looked amazing. She was in complete remission and thriving. And I was like, okay, this is a good point for me to send her home to North Carolina because I need to ask for a divorce and I'm going to be going through a divorce and I can't have her in my house while I'm doing that. It would just be too much on my ex-husband and too much on myself at that time. So I sent my mom home. And in March, at the same time I sent her home, I asked my then husband for a divorce. And I, went through the process of that with him. And it was very painful. It was painful for both of us. But it was me looking at my life going like, this isn't working again. A relationship again that I had chosen, and I'm not going to stay in it for the purpose of staying in something that is not working, even though it was a safety net, right? It helped me get out of my corporate job in 2008 and into this work on a full-time basis, but it wasn't working anymore. And we didn't have a relationship. We had a friendship, if you want to call it that. And so as the conversation went on about the divorce, we started to come into the end of May. And the end of May, my mother called and told me that the cancer was back. And I thought, how? How is that even possible? How did that happen? Right? And I said, well, come back up here. We'll figure it out somehow or another. We'll figure this out and we'll get you back on track again. And she was like, no, I'm going to go to my doctor down here. It's okay. I'll go to this doctor. And I thought, no, I really, really want you to come back up here. But she decided she was going to go to this doctor. And then she called me a week later and told me that the doctor had insisted she put the port for the chemo treatment in her chest. I knew immediately. If she did that, she was not going to be here anymore. And I called her and I said, please do not put the port in your chest. No, it's going to be fine. I called my brother, do not let mommy put the port in her chest. And he said, oh, she's going to be fine. And I was like, okay. And 2 weeks later, the night before she passed, I knew she was going to pass. I could feel it. And that morning at 3 a.m., I got the call that she was in cardiac arrest from a pulmonary embolism, right? So that brought a lot of emotion up. And it also brought me to a point where, from her passing, from her estate, because she didn't have a will, we had to rush to sell the house. We had to get all her belongings out. So I didn't take anything because I had to fly down there. It took me 3 days to get down because the weather here was bad. I couldn't fly out. And by that time, pretty much everything had been set and organized by my brother, right? They didn't really wait for me to come down. And so it was like, I just let go. I let the universe govern it. And I'm sharing this personal information with you so you can understand what is taking place in my world. And then you can look at your world and see what happened for you back then, because this is a very pivotal point. So with her passing, it created the need for the funeral expenses, right? And the cemetery, the whole nine yards, the wake that we had and everything. And which then my brother and I split. It was a large amount of money. And I got a small amount of money that would have covered that amount of money and then give me a very small amount of money. But in my head, I'm like, I'm going to make payments on her, on the money that I have to pay off as my half of the payment to her burial, her funeral. And I'm going to put the little bit of money that I have in the bank. And it was a very small amount of money. And I'm gonna hold on to it because I'm gonna move. I'm gonna buy a house. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna move. But then I didn't do that. And I didn't do that because there was a lot of fear underlying, which I didn't realize back then, but I'm starting to realize now that I wasn't gonna be able to support myself. I wasn't gonna be able to exist on my own. I was in my own business, no safety net. I wasn't going to have my husband's income anymore, right? There was no business, no safety net, and I was going to have to fly by the seat of my pants. So I didn't do that. I didn't pay that balance down, and I just kept rolling it over to 0% financing. But you know how that works. It never goes away, never really goes away. And so from that, when the divorce became final, in the divorce hearing, even though I didn't get any money from the divorce, I got $5,000 was what I walked away with, which helped me get into the house when I rented with Beth to get to move out of the house. I didn't get any money, but I did get half the debt. That so, and it was because he shows he's a cash business, so he doesn't show anything. So, I thought, wow, the justice system is very unfair. The universe is very unfair. So here I am walking away with practically nothing, but it was enough to put down on rent. And I still wasn't connecting the dots. Hey, dummy, pay that loan off, right? Pay that off. Otherwise, it's just going to be hanging over your head. But I was so focused on trying to clear the fear that I was having that I wasn't going to be successful or that I wasn't going to have money, that I wasn't going to be able to support myself, right? That I didn't do that. Well, here we are with these new energies that we're playing in. And the thing that keeps coming to me over and over and over again is, what are you waiting for? Pay that debt off. Because when you pay that debt off, you're going to liberate yourself from that timeline because you never did that. You have to do that now and you don't have a choice. And it makes me feel like Marissa Tomei and my cousin Vinny with, my biological clock is ticking, right? But it's not a biological clock. It is, my financial clock and my freedom of timeline is ticking. Come on, let's go. We want to clear the timeline. Clear that timeline from your field. And I thought to myself the other day, gosh, I didn't even realize I was still hanging on to that timeline. And yes, because that was all created at that time of 2013, right? So right after this gathering, I am paying off that very large sum of money that and it's going to leave me with very little money in my savings account, but I don't care because I have learned how to become a really great manifester. And so far, I'm still here, right? I'm still here. I'm able to afford this house, which is way more money than the other house I was living in every way, shape, and form. But I'm still here and I'm still doing it. And so I'm sharing this with you. Because normally I would be a very private person and not put my financial stuff out there. But in the desire and my desire to be completely transparent with you and show you, I'm not privileged here just because I teach this stuff. Everybody thinks I'm privileged. Everybody thinks I sit on this enormous pedestal, right? And they forget, like, I'm human and I am right there with all of you, doing this with all of you, having to work through this with all of you, figuring it out with all of you, right? And how does that happen? It happens because I have to go through it myself, or sometimes I have to go through it first, and then I go, oh, that's what that was trying to tell me, right? That's what that was showing me. So look back at 2013 and through 2016 and see what was taking place, right? Through that time period for me, I had filed a divorce, but guess what? It got closed out two times in the court system because my lawyer didn't file the paperwork. And if some woman who was desiring to learn Reiki did not come into my friend and Reiki master's life to learn Reiki and say that she was from Riverhead court system, my friend said to her, "How do I find out if my fr you know, like where my friend's divorce is? Because it's been like 2 years and nothing's happened, right?" Then we found out it got closed the first time. Then I had to get my lawyer back on top. So by the time I ended up out of that situation, my divorce became final in 2017, in December 2017, and I moved in November 2018. Right. But it had to get wrapped up. And it was during that year, 2016, that everything was being put back on track again, so that 2017, I could be full steam ahead moving toward the finalization of the divorce. And then from there, make my move because it came on spontaneously and it just got dropped in my lap, right, for the move. So we have to look back and we have to see what was taking place in that time period for us, even down to the small stuff, because I was being reminded about the money situation now, as these last 2 weeks, I've been feeling this burning drive to just pay it off and get it done. Just get it done, just pay it off, let it go. Doesn't factor in anymore. And then, of course, in tearing that apart, I'm realizing the timeline, right? And also looking at Chester leaving too, it's all related to the timeline of the last house. And sometimes we have to let go of things, people, places, and things in order for us to fully move forward in the way that we need to. And this past year, there are things that have been holding me back because I wasn't freeing myself up to let them go. Okay. So it's very, very important that we let ourselves go from all of the stories that we've been telling ourselves all of these years that have been keeping us stuck and isolated in this one particular spot where we're not thriving, we're surviving. We're in survival mode. Okay. So some of the insights that are going to be coming through might have psychological undertones, right? Looking at things that might be hidden beneath the surface, something that pops up on you, that like me with that, debt that I keep carrying over and carrying over and carrying over, and it's not making sense anymore. Like there was a point in my life where it did make sense because I was, holding on to lack. And now that I've cleared all of the lack, I'm like, I really got to get that done. And it doesn't matter what it looks like at the end of the day, I know I'm going to be okay, right? These are the shifts that we're having now, where we might be in a power struggle within ourselves, making the same old choices. We can't do that anymore. We have to see, why am I doing this? Why am I picking this? Why am I picking this person? Why am I chasing this situation? Right? Why do I keep looking toward this path? Well, might be because you're in a cycle of self-sabotage. You're wanting to sabotage yourself, the choices that you're making, through choices that you're making and through the actions that you're taking, right? And sometimes we don't realize that we're doing that. But on a deep psychological level, these planets are like, look at this. Look at what you're doing. You're doing the same thing repetitively over and over and over again, thinking that that is the answer, right? Or the next situation that comes along, the next job that comes along, the next living situation that comes along, the next person that comes along. It's all the same until you finally get it. Right? Watch my soul contracts video. Soul contracts have great, great purpose for us. We create them prior to incarnation, and we say, hey, this is what I'd like to understand as a soul. This is the experience I'd like to have as a soul. Here on the earth plane, humans call them lessons, right? Because we are tied to the idea of punishment. When something does not go the way we want, it's going to be a punishment, right? And so if we look at it though from the understanding of it being a lesson, obviously it's going to be so much more beneficial and hold so much more value for us, right? So if I keep picking the same person, eventually I've got to look at that and go like, okay, so it's not them. It's not them because the person that holds ticket number 438 after 437 was the same person as the last 436 people. Don't I think ticket holder number 438 is going to be the same person because I haven't done enough deep inner work within myself to heal why I keep picking the same person? And then we have to look at that, or why I keep picking the same scenario over and over again, or why I allow other people to have my power. Why do I let them have my power? How come I'm willing to play into or tie into whatever it is that they want me to do for them, or they want me to do so they can be happy, right? What about my happiness? And we forget that because a lot of that our belief systems. It's what we've been born into in our family dynamic through the generational imprinting, through our ancestral lineage, through patterns and behaviors that we collect along the way, right? So, right now, we're having a collective shift on the earth plane. We're having more and more people waking up, coming into higher states of consciousness, and it's going to be more direct in how we're witnessing ourselves in every experience we're having. Those of us that are conscious are going to start to look at those experiences and be like, why am I still doing this? And if you're somewhat conscious, but you're not fully conscious, you might get a nudge from the universe, right? Where you trip and fall and you have a boo-boo somewhere because you weren't paying attention, right? Anytime we fall or we trip, it's because we're not paying attention going forward. That's a sign that we need to pay attention going forward. So this is a time for us to be waking up. This is a time where others are going to be waking up too. And we have to be very present to see what is playing out in our reality. It's going to be a time where we're going to start to realize that there's got to be something more than what we think is. Okay. I guess there's a phrasing more than meets the eye, right? There's something, got to be something deeper. There's got to be something more. This is where we're going to start to feel it now as we come into the energy of this eclipse, which is going to take place on Saturday. And it's not just an eclipse that's taking place, there's another planetary action that is coming in and merging, marrying up, completing a cycle, and shifting us forward in such a big way. I look at this as like, if you took the planets and you put them in a slingshot and you like slingshot them out into the universe, it's kind of like that. It's on steroids right now, right? And I'm not trying to go into like each planet or anything like that because those who are not familiar with astrology, I don't want you to feel frustrated, but this is where we're going to see a lot of shaking up, right? A lot of shakeups to wake ups is going to start happening. And you could see it already happening in the outer reality, in the outer experiences, as people who have not been participating in their life, who have been stumbling through their life with blinders on, are starting to ask questions like, what's going on? Why is this happening? Right? How do I deal with this? How do I handle this? So this is all the stuff that's going to be in our face. And we can help people have a greater awareness if they ask. If they're not asking us, we obviously are not going to want to give unsolicited advice. We don't do that. That's a no-no. right? The universe frowns on that. But if somebody asks us, we can be a support mechanism for them. So, career for many people, career is going to be something that's going to be a hot topic, right? Because you might be feeling yourself pulled into something that you were not even thinking of, and suddenly you're kind of dropped in the middle of this new scenario, and you're like, oh, this feels interesting. Maybe I need to dabble in this a little bit, right? Or maybe you are doing work and suddenly your work isn't so plentiful, right? And it feels a little overwhelming because the work isn't plentiful. And you're thinking to yourself, huh, something feels off. Something feels different. I wonder what is taking place with my work. And if you get quiet and sit back and sit in it, the answer will come. If you feel stuck with your work or whatever it is that you're whatever you're doing now, that's okay, because if you listened to prior classes, we've talked about the fact that right now these energies are wanting us to shift in some way, shape, or form, create new offerings, new opportunities, do something different. The other day in one of my sessions, and I have a couple of people who purchase 10 blocks of sessions, and I give them a little bit better price than the single session discount, because they're buying 10 sessions at one time and doing 10 sessions in 10 weeks, which really amplifies your movement forward. And this one person said to me, because we were talking about hitting the homesteading timeline, and there was some stuff taking place in their life and everything. And I was like, yeah, these are all signs, the desire to do this, do this, do this. And I guess the word crochet popped out of my mouth at some point. And they were like, you crochet? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, could you teach me? And I was like, I guess I can. Now, I would not have ever thought to teach somebody how to crochet. And I thought to myself, I'm not like super advanced or anything, but I could do basic beginner crochet, teach you how to crochet, right? But these are the things that are coming where we have to be okay with what is presenting, because it might be calling us in a different direction. And let's say that I do connect with this person and I teach them how to crochet a shawl, let's say a very easy, simple shawl, right? And it might kick off codes within me that might activate something else in my field to take me now even further down that path of creation that I might not even be aware of yet, because it's got to build or it's got to form. Okay. So this is very, very important for us to just be aware and not poo-poo something that might be presenting to us, because who knows where it's going to direct us? Who knows where it's going to pull us? Okay. So it's important to see where our beliefs hinder us in our growth and success, right? Now, a belief that I could have had about the whole crochet thing would have been like, oh, I can't teach that. There's no way. I don't have enough experience. I don't have this. I could talk myself right out of it. But if I do that, I'm not bringing in that timeline, right? If I do that, I'm not activating the codes within me. I might not be connecting to that timeline. And if I'm not connecting to that timeline, I might not hit the next timeline that that timeline is trying to bring through. So it's very possible that it's like a daisy chain effect where you have one situation that occurs, and then there's another situation on top of that that wants to come true, and another one. But if you're not accepting that first one in, you're not going to get to the second or third one. And maybe the fourth one is the big kaboom, right? That's the big one that you're waiting for, right? But had you not used the first one, you might not have stepped into the next one. right? I'm going to use an example. I'm going to use Loretta because she's had some really amazing things going on with her, right? And so one of the things that I watched happen with her was somebody reached out to her for a gallery opening that they were doing. And they asked her if she wanted to participate in it. So she thought, sure. And if you know anything about the art world, you have to pay, right? Pay to play. So you have to pay, you have to put in an investment, and then your artwork gets hung. And if somebody buys it, that's great, but it's getting exposure. And of course, the people that rent the building are trying to recoup for themselves too. Well, it was kind of like in a sketchy place. And I was like, all right, well, this isn't really what you want to call in. Put it in your field, call in like something big, super big, right? Because you deserve something super, super big. Look at your art, right? And she did that. And then what was it, Loretta? Like a month later, 2 months later, Firefly came along. We went and looked at it, right? We took a stroll and we looked at it. You can imagine.
Well, I put the entry in for the cows like a couple of weeks after that first show.
Right. So Firefly was another opening, another gallery that was had a call for a particular art piece, and they wanted you to do painting of a cow. So Loretta was like, oh, what the heck? I'm gonna just try for it and see what happens. So she paints the cows and brings it down with her entry fee because there is, this, I guess there's money awarded. Is that how it works? Like if you're a
Yeah,
number
you had to get accepted into the show, and then you were in the exhibit for the month that it was hanging. So you had to get accepted into it, even if you could apply for it, but you don't have to get accepted either. You just apply for it. You don't know what's going to happen.
Right. So Loretta, obviously her work is so good that they accepted her. And then one thing lead to another, and then suddenly.
Yeah, they had the reception, so I went down to see and talk to people, and then yeah.
And the next thing she knew that she was going to be interviewed to have a position, a space in their gallery on a full-time basis where she could participate in the gallery with all of her artwork that she creates. Yes, there's like a monthly rental for the space, but what did that do for you? Tell them what that did for you. It got your painting sold,
Right. A
and
bunch
then
of them sold already, so.
two paintings sold, and then other paintings sold, and now she's in a rush to get more paintings together so that she can fill those spots. But then they made another call like they made for the cows, except this time it's trees. So Loretta painted this
Oh.
beautiful tree and they put it in the front window of the gallery, and somebody came and bought it before the contest,
Yeah,
right?
before the showing, yeah.
So
So I
now
blame
she had to make
the
it, right? So now she had to make another tree. Yeah.
second.
So
So the part about the monthly fee, I people like, oh, you have a monthly fee, and I said, yeah, but that's not, I'm not worried about that. I'm just gonna go with it and see what happens. Yeah.
So Loretta's following the breadcrumbs. She's following the breadcrumbs, and in not thinking about how much it's going to cost, what it's going to take, how it's going to look, how much work it's going to be, she's having fun creating the artwork, and every time she creates a new piece, something sells, right? And so she created this piece, and it sold before they even held the contest for the tree. So that's what I want to impart to you guys is this is where we have to be, right? If she didn't participate in that first gallery, it might not have led to this whole thing with this new gallery with Firefly, who's actually in her town, right? And it's in a quaint area, and it gets a lot more traffic than the other gallery did, but it gave her this platform to jump to. And it was very, very interesting as a springboard. First gallery comes along, really doesn't feel like the right place, but then there's this entrance for the cow painting. She does the entrance for the cow painting. Then a conversation happens about becoming a gallery artist and doing a monthly there. And the next thing you know, she's doing the monthly there. She's an artist there. She's selling her paintings on a regular basis. And now she is amplifying her state of being. And who knows what's next to come, because all she's doing is following her greatest joy, right? And that's how this works. We can walk through our success, or the universe is gonna drag us kicking and screaming because we're not willing to walk through our successes, right? Sometimes we look at something and we think it's not perfect, it's not in its perfection, or it doesn't exactly look like what I want to do. And then we don't do it. And then we miss those other opportunities that are coming in along right behind it. Okay. So this part of this, and especially the self-sabotaging, has to do with our self-doubt and limiting beliefs. So when we have a lot of self-doubt and we're not trusting, or we're not believing in ourselves, then we're going to have moments where we're not in our highest timeline. And that is what's important. Okay. So with that, the key element here is our perception to what is, right? If we come into something and we have a perception that someone is not nice, or that the situation is not the best, or that we're, that, you know, we didn't do the right thing, and because we're not giving it time, and we're not, you know, sitting back and taking inventory, we're not sitting back and being a conscious observer to what is. We're, as we're in the process of going through the process, we're also in our head spinning our wheel. We can't do that. We have to sit back and be a conscious observer to what is, so that we can see what is coming at us. Do I want to engage in this? Do I want to participate? Does this feel good? Is this going to be something that's going to be, you know, something I want to marry into and experience and participate in? Or is this something that's, you know, not really good with me, something that doesn't really feel good, right? So we have to be able to pay attention to perceptions, because perceptions could potentially be a bigger block than our belief systems, okay? Because we might have a skewed perception of something that is going to be more damaging to us than our belief about it, okay? So we have to look, what blocks are we subconsciously creating to hold ourselves back? We do this regularly, right? Me with the money. I wasn't seeing that I could be successful, even though, right? If I pay it off, I could still be successful. I wasn't seeing that. So what did I do? Carry this ball and chain with me all of these years, dragging it behind all of these years. And now I'm like, I got to let this go. I can't do this anymore. And it feels so strong in my field. It's like, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, I must have cleared and healed something that I needed to clear and heal in order to let this be, right? We have to challenge ourselves consciously, continuously, on a continuous basis. That's something that I've gotten very, very good at within myself. I'm constantly challenging myself on where I am. I'm like, why is this happening this way, or why am I experiencing this situation, event, or person? Okay, so this is the time now, with all of this energy and where we're going on our forward trajectory, to take time to take control of our life. Right now is the time. You know, I've said this in older classes, and I'll say it again now. Nobody is saving us. Nobody's coming to save us. I know that there's like a bunch of storylines and illusions and everything else that's in that outer reality where this is going to happen, or that's going to happen, and it's going to make it everything go away. But that is not the truth. We are saving ourselves. We're jumping out of those lower timelines through our consciousness, you know, advancing ourselves in ways that are going to take us higher. This energy is asking us to show up. It's asking us to forget about what everybody else thinks, forget about what everybody else wants from you or from their lives, and think about what it is that you want. What do you want? What would make you happy? How about trying new things that maybe you haven't done before, new things that feel interesting to you, but feel too big, right? Learning to let go in order to navigate the uncharted territory that we're moving into. Instead of looking at it and fearing it or thinking like, oh, this is going to be so hard, or this is going to be challenging, or you know, I don't know I'm going to be able to do this. Looking at it and go like, you know, I created all of this. And so far, not too bad, right? I wonder if I let go a little more, if I let go even more, what else can I create? What other things can I create when I let go, right? I'm looking forward to, you know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking forward to paying off this huge debt that I have been carrying around like a ball and chain, because I'm like so excited right now to see what I'm going to be creating once I let it go. Like, what energy am I freeing up on my path that's going to just bring in all of this other stuff that has been waiting for me to unlock that door, unlock that path, right? Activate those codes within me. So I'm asking you, what could you be trying as far as new things are concerned? What could you be doing for yourself? What experiences you can have if you decide to let go of something that you've been dragging around yourself, something that you've been holding on to yourself that is not serving you anymore, right? We're in all new energy. We have never been in this energy before. It is fast, fast, fast for manifestation. So for my Loving Earth Botanicals company, I'm having trouble printing round labels on my printer. And I have tried everything. I've exhausted all of my resources. I have been working on this problem for probably 3 weeks, and it has now come down to, because there's not a problem on Avery's side, there's not a problem on setting up the template in Canva, there must be a problem with my printer. And I think to myself, how is that possible? My printer's only 5 years old. Ah, yes, but printers need to update their printer drivers, something I know nothing about. So I go into yesterday trying to figure out the whole printer driver thing. And because my printer is 5 years old, it's not supported anymore by HP programming. Thank you very much, HP. And so now I'm like, does that mean I have to get a new printer? Yeah, that's pretty much what it means. I have to get a new printer if I want to be able to print these labels, because this printer, it's not accepting the printer drivers. And I've tried everything. I spent 4 hours on it yesterday and got nowhere. So I let it go, because at first I was really angry. I was really like, are you freaking kidding me? I need to spend money on one more thing. Like, why do I have to buy a printer if I have one that's perfectly good? This printer is like ace, right? It's like, it's never failed. It never failed me, except now with the printer drivers, right? Where I can't update them because the technology doesn't talk to each other anymore because it's outdated. Get used to it, because this is Age of Aquarius garbage, right? This is the nonsense of Age of Aquarius, because it's all electronics. Aquarius is very mental, and we are going into the age of technology. Okay. So last night I just sat with this and I was like, whatever. All right. If I'm going to buy a printer, I'm going to buy a good printer, because I'm going to be able to print other things with this printer. So I'm not just going to buy a printer for my labels. I'm going to have to invest. Okay. I'm going to have to make an investment in myself, in my company, maybe even for my artwork. I don't know, but I guess this is happening for a reason. You win, universe. I succumb to whatever is happening. And what do you think I woke up to this morning? Because it's how the universe works. I woke up to an email from Staples for $50 off of a brand new computer, right? It's the top of the line. Of course, it's like, I don't know, you know, $300-$400 and $50 off. And then there's another rebate or something. But here's Age of Aquarius. And I thought this was fascinating, because this printer that they sent in my email that they're willing to give me money, because they knew the universe knows I need a new printer, and it's validating it for me. It's not like I'm going to fix this. It's just, I'm done. Right. But the universe is validating. Yes. Yes. You need a new printer that will fix everything. But this printer that they sent me, that they're like, here, we're going to give you $50 off of this one, right? I don't even know the name. It's an Epson or something like that. I've had HP my whole entire life. I might be switching, taking a chance, leaping into a new adventure, right? And they send me this printer that does not use cartridges. It uses pourable ink. You pour the ink into it. And I thought, wow, talk about taking a step up into the world, right? Like, so this is the direction that we're heading in. Talk about anchoring in more of the age of Aquarius. Do you see how it works? Right? Now, I could have stayed mad that I have to get a new printer, but that's not going to solve any issues that I have. It's only going to make things worse for me. So I'm going to probably go this week after I've looked for printers to figure out what printer I'm going to invest in next. But this is the next leg of the journey. So when we're in resistance to what is, we'll have more resistance. I don't want that. I want to make sure that I continue to be on my timeline and flow. So again, if I'm reflecting back, the universe is asking me, are you present? Are you looking at what's being created? Are you looking at your part in creating it? What is it that's needing your attention? And you could ask the same thing, you could journal this. What fears surrounding what needs your attention are you willing to resolve and let go of? Right? I worked this whole past 2 weeks on the money thing, and I'm like, yeah, I just can't do this anymore. I'm done with it. I'm letting it go. So I'm paying off that debt. And I'm like, I'm not going to be afraid to look at my bank account when there's no money in there, because that's been a safety net for me, knowing that I don't have a safety net, right? I don't have anybody paying my bills. It's me. It's all me. It's always been me, right? But it's always been me, and I could do this. I could do this. I know I could do this. It's not a big deal. So, that's part of the fun, though, in seeing what we can create. And if I'm catching the fear of it, I'm not in creator mode to it. I'm in resistance of it, right? So we have to break down everything that we're working with in our reality and say, where are we being pulled right now in this energy? What are we being asked to be present about and show up for, so that we can give it the attention that it desires, the attention that it needs, right? Breakthroughs are hugely possible. I mean, not only possible, but they are certain for sure in your life if you're willing to just let go a little more and just be present and do the work a little more. Breakthroughs are the name of the game going through the beginning of next year, because we're ushering in this new age where everything and anything is possible, right? Creative solutions to problems and great achievement once we have resolved those situations are what we can expect. So where we don't get angry at something and we allow ourselves to move through it with grace and ease, we're going to create new pathways from it, because we're not fearing it, right? So at this point in time, we're actually at a point of no return with these energies. They're moving forward, even if we're not wanting to. We're going to have to catch up if we're lagging behind. We're creating space in our reality for everything that is possible. And a big part of this is having to heal the timelines in the past, especially healing relationship cycles and themes for the planet, as well as our personal lives, and see where we can do a better job being us so that we can offer support to humanity. Right? Doesn't mean that we're gonna. It doesn't mean that we're going to try to change somebody's perspective on something. It doesn't mean that we're going to teach them anything or try to shift them in some way or wake them up in another, right? It doesn't mean that. It means if we're in our best and we're understanding these energies and we're understanding everything that is playing out, then we can be at our best holding space for somebody, being a conscious observer to whatever it is that's taking place within them. And by holding that space, it allows them to free up themselves and come into that higher vibration being offered by us. There's really nothing for us to do. We just have to be, and we can be a placeholder for that other person. And then healing becomes possible for them because we've allowed that space, that opportunity for them to step up, right? But sometimes when we're wanting somebody to hear something that we have to offer them, what do? They close down. There's resistance. They don't want to hear. And then they shut down. Then there's no healing. And that's not really supporting them, right? That's not opening a pathway for them. So this is where it's going to become very important for us to pay attention to the people that we're connecting with in our lives. And, you know, as a conscious observer, being able to stand and look and take in, who are they? What are they offering me in this exchange? And then see the game that you're playing with yourself, because everybody's a mirror for us, right? They're either going to show you where you are going higher, or they're going to show you where you still need to do work because they're not where you thought you were. You know, I thought I was riding high. Here I am. Everything is going great. But then somebody shows up and they're manipulative and they're sneaky and they're not on their A game. And so what are you running in your field that you have this person showing up? How can you step up so that you're done with that soul contract and you can clear them from your field or from your reality, right? So at this time, because it is based in relationships, we'll be closing relationships through the idea of the old relationship models, right? And we have to look and see, how can we change the relationships in our lives to serve us better? So if you have somebody that's in your life that is very selfish, is very self-centered, can't do any better, doesn't want to do any better, doesn't want to acknowledge your feelings, doesn't want to acknowledge you, they just will run over you like a steamroller or whatever, you're not going to change them. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to shift them. Step back and ask yourself, why do I still feel the need to participate with them in any kind of experience? Why do I need to be part of that? What am I holding in my field? Am I holding lack? Because am I, oh, my, my thumb is up. Hey, yes, I'm on point. Okay, thank you, universe. Oh, and just like that, it went down. We just love it when that happens, don't we? So, you know, then we have to look at ourselves and say, am I holding something in my field? In other words, am I operating from a place of lack, not thinking that I deserve better than this, that I deserve someone who respects me, someone who's kind to me, someone who appreciates me, someone who wants to be completely honest, forthcoming, and transparent with me, right? What am I holding in my field that I'm attracting this type of person? And once we identify that, that's where our work is. We have to work on that and figure that out so that we're not attracting that anymore, right? So relationship dynamics have to change. We need to start redefining them. What kind of relationships do I want? What do I want them to look at, look like? How do I want them to operate with regard to me, right? What am I needing from another to make me successful, to make me feel valued, okay? And so these old models of relationships where we played out the role with the narcissist or the gaslighter or the sociopath or any of that, that's over. It's done. We don't engage in that anymore, right? That's lower level, negative, and we don't need to play or operate in that anymore. So you can ask yourself, what is the outdated model of relationships within society? How does that look? And ask yourself, how am I a contributor to that? Like, where might I be playing small? Where might I not be respecting myself, right? So self-respect, self-love, self-value, self-empowerment. In other words, expecting someone else to do something that's going to save you or make your life easier or make your life better. These are the areas we have to work on, because the magic is within us. It's always going to be within us. It's never going to be on the outside of us. Nobody's ever going to be more magical than you are. Never. Because your soul knows exactly what you need, and it knows exactly where in your universe it left it. Right? There's little magical baubles and trinkets and prizes and everything else waiting in your quantum field for you. But it's like poking the piñata. We have to clear it. We have to poke it. We have to open it up. Right? So that is what's important right now for us. All right? And how we're doing with regard to relationships is going to have a direct effect on our health. Our body is going to be a voice for us, showing us through our health how we're managing our well-being, as well as be a voice for the divine feminine across humanity. What we're doing now to work within that energy is everything, because the results of what we are doing now through the end of the year is going to show up for us in February and March. All the seeds that we're planting are going to show up for us, assisting us, supporting us, or not, if we haven't taken any steps or done anything to shift, then we probably will not be in a good place by March, right? But this requires us to look at this. I mean, I could ask how many of you are feeling a call to maybe tighten up on the foods and eat even cleaner. Okay, I've been going through this for the last year, like seriously, it's become very, very serious, you know, everything clean, nothing processed. I don't go out to eat anymore. It's like I go out to eat once a week, and that's because I go out to eat and then I go run to the grocery store and do my grocery shopping, but it's almost like I'm not eating out anymore because it doesn't feel good in my system, right? So everything that I'm making is whole food, whole natural food. Okay. And using organic products, whether it's skincare or, you know, bath related or whatever it is, but it's all whole organic products. Okay. And so exercise, right? I've been feeling called to move my body more, get outside in the sun more, right? Sometimes there's days I can't. You know, so I took a chair and I sat out in the backyard earlier today for probably half an hour with Bella. And, you know, the rest of the day I can't because I have a session after this and then I have a meeting after the session for the printing stuff. So it's like, you know, we have to make the time to make ourselves a priority, because our health is directly connected to the divine feminine within us, within humanity, and it's what's being amplified right now. And I will tell you that many of you will see Venus in the sky very, very clearly because she is very prominent. Yeah, Debbie, I know you're doing that. You're seeing her, right? Very, very prominent in the sky, very bright. You can't miss her, okay? Well, she is really making herself known and connecting to something called Black Moon Lilith. And Black Moon Lilith is like the archetype of the divine feminine, if you will. So these two planets are bringing every one of us, regardless of whether you are a woman or a man, into your divine feminine and asking, what else can we do? What else? How else can we anchor in? Right? How else can we take this to the next level for ourselves? What can we do to continue to amplify our state of being? Okay. And so that's a very important part of this whole process that we're going to be undertaking. And everything is going to be based on the relationships that we're exchanging. So relationships are going to become something that's key, and you can use them to gauge where you are in your reality, how you are transacting your reality, okay? And if you didn't watch it, please watch my video on soul contracts, because I talk about what they are and how they get created, all right? And how you can cancel a soul contract if you need to cancel a soul contract. And you can do that with your pets. You can cancel a soul contract and give them permission and not have to play that part anymore, especially if you see what it is, right? You can either do that verbally, directly out with vocally, or you could do it intuitively, third eye to third eye. Okay. We'll be asked to look at our relationships, put them under a microscope, look at them. What are we hanging on to that's not serving us within the relationships that we are maintaining? No matter who it is, could be a family member, friend, work related, it doesn't matter, right? What is not serving us? Why are we keeping that relationship around? Okay. What contracts, what soul contracts do we need to end? This is a big one, because we are going to be in a time coming into the end of the year of ending soul contracts that are just not in alignment anymore, right? We're going to be moving on, and you could feel it happening already. Maybe there's people in your life, you're seeing less and less and less and less of those people, or maybe even not at all. Right? Because it's just nothing there anymore. And there's nothing holding you together. That's a soul contract that is ending. Okay. You might not have to end it. Might be happening naturally. But if there are soul contracts that you have to end for your own sanity or health or well-being, then I suggest that you do that. You end them so that you can come into a place that's better in alignment for you. Right? We're going to be pushed to do this through the divine feminine aspect, which is going to be our body, because it's going to be overwhelming to us in a way where we're not going to be able to function if we have people around us that are continually depleting our energy and taking from us. We will not be able to keep them in our field, okay? You have to remember, the old soul contracts were based on the ideas we had about relationships. Where did we get those ideas from? Our family, friends, right? It was ancestral, generational, friends, family, peers, what we saw on TV, right? So we have to look at that and see, does this work for me anymore? And if it doesn't, be okay with letting it go. You know, you may not need to physically close out the soul contract, or, like, you know, go up to the person and be like, hey, listen, I'm canceling my soul contract with you because this doesn't work anymore. So I'm canceling you and restoring this across all time, space, dimensions, and realities because I'm done. Right? We don't need to do that. And especially if you're, you know, you're, it's someone that's going to be in attack mode, right? You don't want to do that. You could do it telepathically, just connecting in third eye. I posted something the other day, third eye, heart center, solar plexus, like a triple beam right to them, third eye, heart, solar plexus, and just tune in and send that information, that energy out to them. Okay. And cancel that soul contract on a telepathic level. Okay. Because then what needs to happen beyond that is that we have to go back in to our consciousness and change our idea pertaining to how we view, handle, and navigate the relationships in our lives. How do we view them? How do we handle them? How are we managing them? How are we navigating them? If we're not doing that good of a job, then we have to change that and start doing a better job handling them. Otherwise, we're going to get run over with those steamrollers coming through, right? So it's for us to be able to contribute to these collective shifts surrounding soul contracts, because we're here anchoring humanity. Humanity is not anchoring humanity. Those of us that are awake, that are doing the work, that are showing up, we're anchoring humanity. We're anchoring the work for humanity. Every time we're doing the work, they're benefiting, and it can wake them up a little bit more. That's the only way we're getting out of this, okay? For the illumination of humanity, all right? Anybody have any questions? No? Okay. So we have to redefine all relationships in our life. And one question that you can ask, no matter who the person is, why is this person important to me? Right? So if you have a relationship that you're struggling with, take a piece of paper out, get your pen, pencil, and write down, why is this person important to me? What do I benefit in knowing them? What do I benefit in connecting to them? And you will see, if you sit there on that question and you can't answer that question, they're out of here. Time to go. It is time to go. Right, Anna? Yes. Time to go. So, you know, the time is now to do this, because we can't wait anymore. We've been in a 5-year window, and now we're being asked, forced to reflect back on how we've operated. We're being asked to take a look at the past, how we have navigated the past, how our family navigated the past, how our parents handled relationships or didn't, how the people that we moved with, maybe our teachers, and we saw people, you know, that we held in high respect, not do a good job. But everything is changing now because, and I've mentioned it in other classes, the other moon classes, but the nodes, the lunar nodes are shifting, right? And where we were was in a different, very different place of where we're going. The last 5 years, and look at everything that's happened in the last 5 years, right? Especially the last 3 years with COVID. We're reflecting back on ancestral events, right? I know a lot of people are talking about the Age of Aquarius bringing us back into the Atlantean timeline. Yeah, there's a lot of wounding that has to be healed in that. So we do have to look at that. We have to look back at that. But if we're looking at the last 5 years, we're reflecting on the authoritarian templates and matrices, right? The patriarchy, the repression, the abuse of power. And so there has been no divine feminine. 26,000 years worth of repression of divine feminine, right? No, we won't get deep into that because we could go off on a tangent here and I could explain it even in a deeper state here for you. But I just want to say that we are bringing the divine feminine, and it's not about women. It's the divine feminine energy that has to be integrated in both men and women. It has to be integrated in both men and women. Okay, so we have to step out of that belief system that somebody else has to take care of us, right? I mean, look at the healthcare system. It doesn't work. Hasn't worked in a bazillion years. It doesn't work. Hasn't worked. They want us all to be under this umbrella of healthcare that does not work, right? And you can't even find a good doctor, the doctor that you want to go to. You have to go to one that's assigned to you, right? And I'm talking in general terms because I can't tell you the, I probably haven't been to a doctor in, I don't know, at least 10 years. But not because I don't believe in them, but because I haven't needed one. I've managed my health and well-being in such a way that I rely on my herbal background and healthy eating and just taking care of myself, right? Which is what we can all do. But understanding that that role model does not work, it doesn't work. And then what happens is if we're having our health care paid for, then they have us under a system that they want us to rely on, where it can look like somebody is doing something good for us, so we can just, settle down and go along with the program. But what if it's not a program that's in our best interest that we would like to have, right? What if we're somebody that wants a holistic healthcare practitioner, but our insurance doesn't offer that, right? So it's really not about us, it's about the system. This is where the divine feminine is coming back. And we're being asked to honor the ways of the divine feminine. And you're going to see that showing up. And I know you see it in the social media because it's talking about herbal medicine. It's talking about getting back to basics with healthy eating. It's talking about growing our own vegetables and being sustainable. It's basically the homesteading timeline where we're investing in, right? What did women do back centuries ago, back in the day? They were home. They took care of the home. They cooked. They took care of the gardens. They took care of the children. They took care of, if they made herbal medicines and stuff, right? So we're being asked to go back to that through these energies. So that period of 5 years had us caught up in needing to be saved. That's what this last 5 years has been about. It's been making us look at that timeline that's very ancestral, where there was somebody, the government, the healthcare system was going to save us. And now Age of Aquarius is like, screw that. We don't need saving. We're going to save ourselves, right? And it's a whole new day. Age of Aquarius is a whole new energy. It's not looking for somebody to save. It's looking for us to be pioneers, right? Our ability for managing our health has been diminished more and more and more over time. Now we're being asked to take that back and allow ourselves to flourish. And with that, it's every facet of our lives, not just one, because relationships are going to be at an all or nothing level, right? You're either all in or this is nothing. We're either all in alignment or this is nothing. We're either all transparent or this is nothing. We're either both having integrity, all having integrity, or this is nothing. Do you see? It's not just one, it's all. It's the all having it. Okay. So, some of the journaling prompts that I wrote for this so that you could look at where you are in this work would be, what's your idea of relationships? What is your idea of relationships? How do you even know what you're thinking about a relationship if you don't know? If you write it down, you'll have a better idea of what the relationships are that you have in your head. And then you can look at society and say, how does society participate in relationships as a whole? Does society value each other? How does that work? Well, maybe some do and some don't, right? How does that impact you? What does that feel like? Really look at it. Then I would write a list of the things that you desire for a relationship and things that are an absolute no, right? Things that you would draw the line, nope. And see what's important to you. Right? Look at, where am I willing to settle? What have I been willing to settle for? That's a big aha. When you sit down and you recognize what you've been willing to settle for. Because remember, again, all of this is going to tie directly into the divine feminine, right? Because the divine feminine wants nurturing. It wants self-empowerment. It wants to be accounted for now because it's been repressed. It wants to burst forward. It wants to be the warrior, the fierce divine feminine. So it doesn't want to take a back seat to anything. Whether you're a man or a woman, it's going to want you to stand up and be accounted for. And your health is going to be, again, as I've mentioned before, directly related to how you're navigating, how you're in flow to the relationships in your life, right? Our body is going to call to attention what is not in alignment with us by any kind of issues, whether we're breaking out with something or we trip and we fall or, you know, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Aches and pains, wherever we're not in alignment, right? I held on to Chester for such a long time that it started to impact my right shoulder, which I'm still healing. I'm working through healing. And my arm, my hand was getting numb. I couldn't do anything with my hand. It was that bad. Joe, are you looking to come in? You have a question?
I'm swerving all over the road here trying to get your attention.
No, you should have just unmuted.
I know, but I didn't want to be rude. I didn't want to interrupt you. I know you said to do that, but it's never a good time.
Okay.
So my question is, I'm at the point now where I just even in listening to the class so far, I don't know that I really have more than like one healthy relationship in my life. So like I'm at the point now where I kind of just want to shut out everybody and just close the doors on everything and see who tries to work their way back in and then just take it one at a time.
Yeah, but you have
is
to
that
remember
being too dramatic. Like,
yeah, that's a little dramatic. But here's the thing too, right? You don't want to punish everybody either, because remember, everybody is a direct reflection of you. So everybody is showing up as a mirror to show you something about yourself that you may be missing that you haven't seen, right? And you, like, so we could take your father, you've talked about him before, where he doesn't respect you, right? Where he mows over you, right? And doesn't respect you. That's saying to you, hey, look at where you're not respecting yourself. And then once you step into self-respect to a greater degree, your father will not be able to show up that way, because just you transacting that scenario in your own life and respecting yourself to where you're not entertaining anything less than respect from everyone, not just your father, but from everyone, including yourself, then people will not show up in your life anymore to disrespect you, because you will automatically healed and canceled that as a soul contract. So you don't have to play that out anymore. But until you do that, they're going to show up in that way. Does that make sense?
It makes holding someone accountable and standing up for myself are not things that I'm used to doing. That I immediately feel in my gut comfort where I'd rather just never see again than have to be confronted.
You're breaking up, but I got the gist of it. Yeah, I understand. It's not comfortable for you to do that. It's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be comfortable for any of us. But this is what you're here to do. And the discomfort that you're feeling in your mind is your ego trying to keep you stuck so that you don't ascend your consciousness. That's how it works, right? So essentially, you're bringing up fear, the fear you have of doing that, which is really the illusion, because you're the key player in everything. Everybody that's like, when we're working together and you're connecting with me, I represent your higher self. Okay. When you're working with somebody else, like your father representing the part of you that you don't respect yourself because you don't feel worthy of more, or you don't feel worthy of respect.
How do I change that? Like, how do I, just by staying up to?
By respecting yourself and not accepting less, right? So let's say you meet a girl. You're out, you meet a girl, you start talking, and right away in the beginning of the second time you're talking, and there's a red flag, right? Something's not connecting the dots. Something is not making sense. Instead of keeping that relationship going and perpetuating that relationship, see the red flag and just shut it down, because you got to say to yourself, this is not in alignment. I see the red flag. It's not what I want it to be. And in doing that, you're anchoring more of your soul self in within you. And then you're also saying, hey, I'm aware that that person was playing a role for me so that there could be a red flag, so that I could step into more of my power. I could step into more of my self-respect and not choose this type of person or situation in my life. And in doing that, you don't even have to say, I cancel the soul contract. The soul contract would be canceled because you're so certain and empowered by not choosing that person that you're already canceling that soul contract. So the next person that comes behind them would come correct.
Blacked out for a minute there, but I'm back.
Did you hear that? Me? Yeah, did you hear that? No?
I heard some of it.
All right, let me say
I'll get it on the playback.
That's all right. I'll say it again. So let's say that let's say that you meet somebody, right, tomorrow, today, whatever. And you start talking to this girl and you think, you know, you're excited. You think this is the potential person. And then right away in the beginning of getting to know her, there's a red flag, right? And you can feel it. You feel the red flag. You feel it in your body, because we all do. We feel it. We ignore it. We do a really good job of ignoring it and going, no, it's my imagination, right? But it's not. So let's say you're becoming really, really good with discernment and you feel the red flag and you're like, ah, nah, feel a red flag. This is going to be just like everybody else that I've had to work through that's here to give me the experience so that I could grow and choose myself. All right, I'm going to end this nicely and just tell her I'm not interested and I'm going to move on. The minute you do that, because you're holding awareness to the fact that they were bringing through a red flag that you did not play into, you did not participate in, and you chose yourself, you're initially negating the soul contract trying to teach you self-respect, because now you're on a path to self-respect. However, if you waver, that person with the next ticket is going to come in and try and give you that experience again until you're absolutely certain you don't need to play that game anymore.
That definitely makes a lot of sense.
Uh-huh.
I understand completely. It's just a matter of putting it into practice.
Well, that's where the work is. That's why this is work. Yeah. It's what, you know, you didn't have a spontaneous Kundalini awakening and just awaken and be the all-knowing, all that is, right? None of us did. We're here doing the work. We're working it. Spirituality, you know, ascending our consciousness, ascension, whatever you want to call it, conscious evolution is work, takes work.
Shit's not easy. I can say that much.
Yeah, but you know, you have to. You will eventually get it when you desire a different outcome. When you're tired of being dragged behind the truck, you'll get it because you're tired of it and you want a different outcome.
That's definitely fair to say.
Mm-hmm. Right? When your body...
Thank you.
When you're done with your body talking to you, telling you that you are not in vibrational alignment, you'll be done.
Are you referring to the shingles, the bad ankle, my thumb that I have no feeling in, my shoulder that hurts? Where do we start here? My blurry eye, my all gray of, hair? Where,
all of the
do
above.
Do I do a full checkup? Oh, okay.
That was not, I was being nice. I didn't put your stuff out there, but I just said.
Oh, you can put me on blast. I understand. I get it. Yeah. I did this to myself. Why not expose me? No such hide, man.
All of that will end. It'll all end. When you decide, you're done. Done is done. Be done.
Yeah. Damn it. I know. It's just, I don't know. It would be a lot easier for me.
Uh-huh.
If they weren't so physically, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's a lot easier to stop talking to an ugly person who treats you like shit. I know that's mean to say, but like, I don't know. You're 100% right. I guess that's just all there is to it. I can't make excuses.
But you can make excuses, but you're just going to stay stuck and you're going to continue.
Yeah, that's not right.
You know, as I'm talking about this, I'm explaining to you why your body is speaking to you. And as these energies get faster, it's things are going to pop up and crop up faster. You know, my arm, my shoulder was pushing me to end the contract with Chester. I was hoping I didn't have to do that, but he was making it very hard for me not to. And I was like, all right, it's either him or it's me. I love him dearly, but I'm choosing me.
Yeah, I don't want to continue the way I am right now. So,
yeah, so you have to make more conscious. Yep. You have to make more conscious choices. No more settling for what is, no matter what package it arrives in.
Thank you.
Especially if it wears an alligator suit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions or comments or anything you want to share? No? Okay. So Let's see, where were we? Okay, so I mean, Joe's conversation here was right on point, because we're talking about our health, number one, right? Because all of this is going to impact the health directly, because it's all the emotional stuff, and the emotional is what creates illness in the body. But it's the results will show us, on a day-to-day basis. And then certainly when we get into March, we'll be able to gauge where we are, if we've done the work or we haven't done the work. You're going to be asked, are you listening? Are you paying attention? You can't procrastinate. There is no procrastinating to this. Procrastination equals fear. We have to be paying attention. This is it. This is the important moments. The inner voice has to lead, right? The higher self has to finally have a say so. We have to quiet that ego, move it on. And the more you anchor in the soul self, the smaller and more diminished the ego voice becomes. So it's very important, because things that you think you want, if you're continuing to have an awareness to it, an awareness to the work, I'm going to tell you that eventually, you're going to recognize you don't really want it. You just thought you did. You think you do now. But if you really hold conscious attention to it, you're going to recognize you really don't want it. So pay attention to that. That is very, very important right there. Okay? Very important. Maria?
Hello.
Hello.
You say March a lot. Is that because the energies will be changing again in March? Okay.
Yeah, March is pretty much when everything is going to start feeling like it's moving forward, because right now is a very, very intense period of introspection. Even though it looks like chaos is breaking out on the outer reality, the illusion. And it's doing that with good reason, because all of this that we're talking about here is the shift that is being brought about by the chaos breaking down. So by March, we're going to be in very different energies.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Okay. Expect to have wake-up calls, getting you on your path. Expect them through health, right? Through your body waking you up, going like, hey, look, we have a problem over here. You're not doing something right. We're stressing. We're going to show you we're stressing. We're going to give you shingles, an ulcer, whatever it is that your body, right? Pain in your shoulder, whatever it is, okay? And it's going to be expressed through relationships. So relationships in your life, especially if they're not aligned in alignment, are going to be part of the wake-up calls that we have. Okay. But I will tell you that one of the good things about the wake-up calls is going to be that they will catapult us out of stuckness. They will serve as a catalyst for change for us. So don't fear them. If you see your body doing something funky, right? It's okay. Take it in stride. Don't get stressed, and let yourself, have the awareness to what is. Okay? Very, very important. Very important. Okay. So you're not in judgment, because we don't want to be in judgment. That's going to be a deficit for us. It's going to negate everything that's good. Okay. So we don't want to do that. This is the time in our lives that we've all been waiting for. We've all been waiting for this to happen. We've all been waiting for this change, where we've all been on this trajectory. We all chose to be here at this time to work through the things we're working through. Okay. when you see these big accounts out there in social media that have 500,000 followers, a million followers, I will tell you that most of them are bots, right? I am working with someone in marketing for Loving Earth Botanicals, and I got solicited by a company for promotion. They wanted to promote my Loving Earth products on their site, and they had well over 500,000 followers, or so it looked like. But the person that is helping me with my marketing was able to look at their page and determine that 85% of their page is bots, which means that they bought their followers, right? I'm authentic in everything I do. I will not, you know, buy bots or anything else. I'm always going to be authentic in what I do. And I made the decision not to participate with them as an influencer. But I'm going to tell you that it just looks like there's a lot of people out there that are awake. When you see people with millions of followers on their page, I'm going to tell you, there are not millions of people awake on this planet. There just aren't yet, right? But it's coming. So don't be fooled by the illusion of social media, even, because social media is another illusion, right? Don't be fooled by that. So we have to look at it, everything that we're doing, and be conscious to it, right? Another thing that you can journal is, where am I heading? What direction am I heading in? Where do I see myself going? What is something I want to aspire to? Or what is something that I have a desire to experience in my life, right? What am I doing with my life? Am I doing what I want to be doing? Or is there something else that I want to be doing? Do I feel like I have a purpose? Do I feel like I should be doing something else that maybe I'm not doing, right? Looking at it from a different perspective, maybe from a third party point of view. Take yourself outside of the nucleus that you exist in and look at yourself, right? I often do this with myself. Look at yourself and say, who are you, right? If I was looking at me from an outer experience, an outer reality, who am I? How do I appear to those around me? What does that look like? Am I feeling my all? Am I giving myself experiences that I desire to have, right? What does that look like? What is that going to be? Okay. This way you can get in touch with who you are and what it is that you're desiring for your experience in your life, whatever that's going to be. Okay. We're going to be working through all of this that we discussed here today over the next 20 years. This is our 20-year trajectory. Okay. So for the next 20 years, we're going to be unwinding from that basket of the last 26,000 years in the age of Pisces, where we were literally embedded in lead. Okay. We were repressed. We were shackled to the dungeon, so to speak. And, you know, we may not have realized it, but now we're starting to realize it now, right? Standing in our power is what we need to do. Being our most authentic self, coming from a place of integrity and being transparent, right? Those three things, I've talked about them 1,000 times, right? Authenticity, integrity, transparency. So, so important, so important, okay? I'm never one to tie into what anybody else is doing out there. I don't really care. I don't really care. What I care about is bringing the highest level to what I am capable of offering to anybody that's working with me. Because everybody else could be, you know, talking a great game, showing you this, showing you that, whatever. I don't play into any of it. I don't subscribe to any of it because I want to be the clear channel to bring through what I perceive as the most important, the highest level information that I possibly can to this community and to those that are, you know, that I work with or even those following me on social media, because this is the work that's going to get us to that next level, right? For a period of time, I was waking people talk about what the sun was doing. I was waking up people talking about the sun, the plasma, the photonic light, the light body, how this works, how that. But now we're in the nitty gritty of the work. We need to be in the work. How is that looking? What does that look like? Are we on the right timeline? Are we heading in the direction that we need to be heading in? Are we in the highest trajectory for our experience? That's the only thing I care about. Right? Because nothing else matters right now. We have to be in time, in step with these energies, so that we're creating our highest experience and we can continue to follow those breadcrumbs that lead us to the next best and the next best and the next best and the best next thing, right? And that's where we want to be. And that's what's most important to me. So hopefully that's important to you too. And everything that we did here in this gathering, you will listen to at least once because it's very important information. Relationships are under the microscope right now. You're going to see that play out on the world stage eventually as we head into November. Okay. And don't get caught up in anything out there. I know what it looks like, but you're going to see a lot of events popping up that are going to serve as distractions to distract you away from the work. Don't let that happen. Stay focused on the work that you have to do. Okay. Family members will show up to distract you. Friends will show up to distract you. Don't let them. Remember, you are doing important work. You're anchoring the light here, now. You chose this so that you could uphold the light. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. As long as you're doing your work, they're all in a good place because they're eventually going to get it. And if they don't get it, unfortunately, they're going to end their earth experience in some way, shape, or form. But we signed up for this. And we have to participate to the best, to the max of our experience. Okay? Because at the end of the day, we're the ones coming to save us. That's it. That's how it works, right? By being present and being in the work. All right? So I think we're going to end here. We're just before the 3 o'clock mark. Does anybody have any questions before we close this out? Anything you want to share, comments or anything? No? Okay. Loretta? Loretta's Heart with Loretta class is next Wednesday night at 7 p.m. And as soon as I get this stuff figured out with Loving Earth Botanicals label, if I have to buy the printer, I found a means to put the art classes out. I think Vimeo will be the platform and I will give you all access to that. It will be a private platform for those of you who want to, who can attend the classes. So Loretta's Heart with Loretta will be next Wednesday. I think it's November 1st at 7 p.m. Loretta, you want to?
It's the first, and the PDF is up on the site now. So it has all the stuff leading up to this last class about the face. So take a look at it. And
right.
There's reference photos at the end that I created, a little combination of, we changed the woman's face up that we started with originally. So there's the original and then there's other. Mm-hmm. So and you're going to be able to choose what you want to draw, but it gave people some options.
And this is also going to be the last one on the face that we're going to do. So Yeah, take a peek. All right.
The other PDFs are there about the eyes and the nose and the mouth too. So some good info in there.
If I could just chime in about the art class, just tell everybody that you don't need to know how to draw at all or have any talent or ability. It's still a lot of fun to do. I signed in and it's just, it's a good time. You don't have to be a world-class artist to sit there and draw with them.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
He's better than he thinks.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Yeah. Too funny.
Yeah. So I'm going to try and get that up for you on Vimeo so that you can do the series of art classes. But that does not excuse anybody from participating. We still need participants, because if you're not showing up and it's just Loretta and I showing up, then we're probably not going to continue to hold the art classes, because, you know, I'm not doing this for me. We're offering this for everybody who wants something to keep them motivated and keep them working in the higher states of consciousness. And Loretta's donating her time. So, you know, if you're interested, please try to make the time to show up. I understand if you're in another country and you can't do that. That's one of the reasons why I'm trying to put this stuff on the Vimeo platform. Looks like it's going to hold it. So I'm hoping to have that done within maybe the next week. Okay. Yeah. And another thing I just want to mention before we go, it's come to my attention that there's, you know, some that would love to participate in the classes, but the Wednesday nights and the 1 o'clock on Thursday doesn't work. So in all fairness, to be fair to everybody, because I know there were students in this community from, you know, all over different countries and the West Coast, what I've decided to do is, and I reached out to a few and asked if a change would work for them. So we're going to keep one Wednesday night at 7. We're going to keep our Thursday at 1 p.m. But I'm taking one of the Wednesdays at 7 and making it Saturday at like probably 11 o'clock, because I know those in the West Coast would be up at, I think that's 8 o'clock in the morning, or maybe it's 7. I don't know. We're going to look at that and see. I'm going to try and do it on a Saturday, maybe even the 2:30 slot. So those of you listening to this that would like to participate and have it on a Saturday, if you're on the West Coast and you know you're never going to join a class on Saturday morning, then let me know. And then I will just run the class at, you know, whatever time is convenient for everybody else. All right. Because I'm trying to make this as convenient for everybody as possible. And so that's my goal with trying to do this on a Saturday to make it easier. Okay. So anybody, any last thoughts or comments or anything before we go? No? Okay. All right. If you guys want to unmute and say goodbye, know that I love you. Thank you so much for showing up so that we can connect together. And I look forward to seeing you again. I will be sending out the schedule for our next series of classes once I get that made, probably going out in the next couple of days. But don't forget, if you want to take the art class, it's next Wednesday. All right?
See you guys.
All right. Love you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Thank you.